540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After a fatal fire last weekend, Milwaukee's Common Council is considering an ordinance that would force landlords to disclose if apartments are up to fire safety standards. The proposed rule cleared its first hurdle last night. City leaders say they want tenants to be aware of risks like missing sprinklers. Some worry the changes could increase housing costs, but advocates say safety must come first. The full council takes up the plan later this month. Menominee Falls police say a 47-year-old woman was killed after her SUV rear-ended a semi. It happened along 41 South near 145 yesterday. The accident went down just before noon, shutting down part of the highway for several hours. Police are still investigating. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Milwaukee used car dealer has lost its license after state officials uncovered multiple violations. The DMV says BLRS LLC on North Sherman Boulevard broke several laws, including selling cars without proper paperwork and committing fraud. The state revoked their license in August, with an appeal hearing confirming the decision. That dealership didn't challenge the ruling. Milwaukee's Northwest Side will see a rally tomorrow morning. People will gather to protest plans for an ICE facility. Alder Larissa Taylor is inviting people to join what's called the ICE Out of Milwaukee event from 9 to 11 on Lake Park Drive. That's where ICE is expected to move in. That location is just a little south of Dretzka Park. The rally is sponsored by several local groups, including PSL Milwaukee and Voces de la Frontera. If you walk through Milwaukee County parks, you may have noticed the new signs. The signage is giving crisis hotline info and a message of support following an increase of mental health calls. The signs now stand in 40 parks, and the program may soon grow beyond that. If you or someone you know is struggling, you can call or text 988 anytime to get help from the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game, head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2-ranked Indiana tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon and wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. Get outdoors. It's going to be a nice one today. Tonight down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Even better, our high right around 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.